Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. We're going to be taking a look at how you can gain control over your personal finances today. This is going to allow us to go over a few topics. Let's talk about how you can get control through budgeting, how you can get control through tracking your expenses, discussing money, and get control through getting help. We're also going to cover the impact of having control of your money and how that can impact your life and others' lives. Being in control impacts you as well as those around you, and especially those who come after you. Then we're going to wrap it up with what to do once you have control over your money. But first, I wanted to make sure to extend an offer. If you have any questions or concerns with money right now, if there's anything going on where you're like, wow, that's kind of difficult, and you have some sort of financial situation, please visit my website in the show notes or email me at moneytalk@skylarfleming.com. I would love to take any questions and answer them on the podcast. It'd be awesome in the future to have a show that's built around your personal finance questions. There are just two money talking points from today's episode for you to discuss with your friends. Those are, what do I need to do to get in control of my money? And the second one is, how can I help someone else get in control of their money? But without any more delay, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Alrighty, let's start with this. What is getting control of your money? Well, let's talk about it from a few different aspects. It's budgeting or having a plan for your money. Let's talk about budgeting real quick. Budgeting's been a topic that's been brought up in like the past three or four episodes, I think. And that's because it's a really important aspect of personal finance. You have a lot more control over your money when you have a budget. Let's talk also about a plan. So I've mentioned before that having some sort of written financial plan that you update quarterly or semi-annually, every 6 months or every year, something that you stick to that's written down helps you get a lot of control over your money. And mainly the point of having a budget or a plan is having control when times are tough, because it's really easy to not have to worry about your money as much when things are going really well. When both spouses in a relationship have a well-paying job and none of the kids are sick or injured and all the cars run perfectly fine, it's really easy to be like, yeah, I got this. I'm good with money. What happens when kid one pushes kid two down on the street and they get injured? And now you have 8 weeks of recovery for a broken arm or something that you have to deal with. Not only does that put a strain on the child itself, but financially with health costs and who knows what with health insurance, because that's its own episode. But it also puts strain on having to make sure the kid's taken care of. And maybe that puts strain on your jobs, which causes you to miss some hours. And maybe you're paid hourly, so that causes your paycheck to be smaller. And I think you can see just the whirlwind I'm trying to explain, that sometimes a small little event can have big impacts on everything when it comes to our personal finances. That's why having a budget and plan in place is important. Because if you have a plan in place on what to do in the event of an emergency or some sort of major situation that's going to cause ripples in your life, then it's a whole lot easier to keep your money in control and to actually know what you're doing. But it also, getting control of your money, it's understanding your spending. It's knowing that you spend $45 every week on fast food and that you could spend that much money on regular food at the grocery store and make much better meals yourself and have a good time with your family or with friends in making better meals at home. It's discussing money with others as well. That's what getting control of your money means. It means you're talking to others about tips, tricks, strategies, and all the fun stuff, and spreadsheets especially. But all the fun stuff when it comes to money, when you're in control of it, you're discussing it with others and helping each other out. It's also being able to teach others, like your kids and future generations, the proper way to handle money and how you can avoid debt and stress and the kind of stress that improper financial management can cause. When you have control, you're able to pass it down and it leaves a long-lasting impact. But let's talk about how it impacts you next. So how does financial control and having control of your money impact you? Well, let's talk about stress on your life. I think that story I told in the last segment about a situation that seemed to, obviously it wasn't a good situation if a child breaks their arm or some sort of other kind of medical emergency where something has to be taken care of quickly and can have ripple effects on your money and your finances. That causes a whole lot of stress if you don't have control over your money. If you're not sure where you're going to find the money for an emergency like that, then that stress just can go right through the roof. And now you're stressed out of your mind because you don't have the money to cover an emergency like that. Also, let's talk about the stress on others, especially family or friends, if you have to borrow from them. Dave Ramsey is often saying that it makes a Thanksgiving dinner a whole lot more awkward when you owe someone money. It makes talking about your next vacation you're going on when you owe someone money. Because when you owe someone money, it almost opens them up to the ability to judge your financial decisions and be like, why are they going on a vacation when they owe me several thousand dollars? Why am I not getting paid back? Which causes stress on others, causes stress on relationships. And not having control just from one situation can lead to these huge ripple effects that money can have on relationships and families and everything, which also is just your entire family. If you're not under financial control, your kids or parents and everyone can feel the strain of improperly handled finances. And I don't mean to scare you a whole bunch, but it's just it's the truth about what can happen if you don't have control over your money. But how can it also impact you if you have control? Well, it gives you freedom. Even if you're not financially independent, you're still way freer just by having control over your money. If you have control over your budget, you're saying, yeah, I can go out to that $30 dinner because I know that's within my plan and that's okay with me. But when you're not in control, those sort of things might eat at you a little bit more. And those kind of financial decisions that you're kind of on the fence about are a whole lot harder. But when you have control, it's really easy to say, yeah, I'm going to quit my job right now, even though I don't have something lined up, to give me some time to adjust and find a new job that I really want because you have some money set aside. It also gives you the ability to make better and more choices. You aren't forced into things like financing options or paying with a credit card or the pay in four with no interest that just builds the monthly payment that is your lifestyle. It allows you to choose your terms instead of the bank's terms. It allows you to say, no, I don't want that thing right now because you have an understanding of your money. You can delay gratification. But if you are running low on money or if you don't have complete control over your money, someone hands you a paper and says, here, sign this and we'll give you a 10% off this purchase today. But don't pay attention to the part that says you're going to pay 23% interest if you don't pay this back in 3 months. Like, ignore that part. No, if you have control over your money, you can choose your own terms. It also allows your kids and future generations to have better money habits and to learn how to get started quicker. But let's talk about how some ways you can get control. Let's talk about getting control through budgeting first. How do you get control of your financial situation through budgeting? Well, just try to get started, but make sure you give yourself at least 3 months. Don't be hard on yourself and don't expect crazy control and this like masterful wand over your money and crazy like returns on your time when it comes to your money instantly. That just doesn't happen. I've explained the anti-budget on a few episodes previously, but this is just simply where you're saying, I want to save this percentage. I need this percentage for required bills and then allow yourself to spend the rest. Don't put a category or anything on the rest of the money, but you have to try to budget and give yourself 3 months to find a plan that you like, whether it's the anti-budget or a regular everyday budget where you're setting specific categories and everything. But what if you're already budgeting? Well, look how you can improve. Make sure you're tracking your spending, because if you're budgeting without tracking your spending, it can seem a little like you don't actually know where the money's going. Sure, you can say, well, that we have $100 allocated towards our grocery bill, which is honestly probably very low. So good on you if you're only spending $100 on groceries. But if you're not tracking it, how do you know you're actually spending less than that a month? But let's talk about tracking your spending. How can you get control of your money through tracking your expenses? So first, I just want to mention some tools that can help you track your expenses. There's things like Personal Capital, Mint, YNAB. Your credit union or bank probably has a money manager built into their mobile app, but you need to realize how much you're actually spending in certain areas. Sometimes that's going to be enough to light a fire within you to want to make the change. because I bet you're going to find a category that you didn't realize you spent so much in. I've told this story before, but I love sharing it. When my friends and I first got out of high school, we loved going out to eat. We didn't really have any responsibilities. We were 18 or 19. We had a decent job that's paying a high school age person well. So we weren't really concerned. We hadn't really moved into going to college yet or anything like that. But we didn't realize how much money we were spending on fast food until I started tracking all of my expenses. And boy, oh boy, did we quickly realize we did not want to be spending as much money as we were on fast food. I honestly want to say like 25%. I mean, we weren't making a great income. It was a janitor job, I believe I was working at the time or something like that. But like 25% of every paycheck or something like that was going towards fast food, which is nuts. And what wasn't a huge deal at the time because we weren't financially strained because of it. But that lit the fire under me to say, hey, you need to be aware of your finances more, which has led me into good habits down the road now, many years later. But how was it going to help you after you start tracking your expenses? Once you know, you can correct it. You can't correct something if you don't know there's a problem. How are you going to fix it if you don't know there's an issue? What's the actual issue to fix? Because awareness is half of the game. I think a good tip here, a good action step, is ask others how they manage their spending and how they track their spending and what they do to keep an eye on that. But that leads us right into our next point about how we can get in control by discussing money more. So how can talking about money help us get better at controlling our money? Well, it helps us learn what we don't know, because we don't know what we don't know. That's one of my favorite sayings. It's others that may know tips or tricks that you just aren't aware of. Like they may know how to pay off debt faster, which is a common one that I mentioned, because a lot of people might struggle with how to get out of debt. But someone who's done it before could be a great resource for you. I talked about how you can learn about better places to store your money or better banks. You could learn how to avoid fees that you didn't realize were avoidable. You could learn how to invest your money and save on stress and heartache when the stock market goes down. You could learn how to use a credit card properly because you were just never taught how to use it. So let's act through one of those discussions. Let's say you and a friend are wanting to talk about money. You recently got this new credit card and suddenly you find out it's all maxed out because all you've been doing is putting minimum payments on it and you're not sure how that happened. So you, having just maxed out a credit card, can be like, hey, friend, I just found myself in this situation where my credit card suddenly maxed out. I thought all I had to do was make the payment on it. And then your friend says, oh yeah, if you only make the payment on it, it's really, really hard to stay out of credit card debt. What you probably should be doing is making sure you have enough money to pay your credit card off at the end of every single month. And then you, the first person, can say, oh, I didn't know that. Why would I want to pay it off every single month? That just makes it, what's the point of a credit card? That sounds like a debit card. And then your friend can say, well, the point of a credit card can be to earn some rewards. You can learn how to use a credit card to your advantage. It can help build you a buffer if you are in some crazy event and need to get to the next paycheck before you can pay off some sort of situation. It gives you maybe some more fraud protection because it's a credit card that fraud would be being spent on and not your debit card. And then you begin to understand just by simply saying, hey, I found myself in this sticky situation. What do you know about this? And if they don't know something about this, well, that now you have two people who you can go together to ask someone else. It's really just a way of building this network and web of us all learning how to manage and control our money better together. But if you're stuck in credit card debt or just stuck with your money and you cannot figure it out, perhaps you need some help to get control of your finances. And let's talk about that. So getting control through getting help. So I do financial coaching and I've seen firsthand how sometimes you just need to sit down with someone who knows how to help and how to actually coach people about their money. Because there's more than just math when it comes to money. Talk to someone who can help you understand the emotional impact that money has on our lives. And getting help can be a huge unlock to allow you to get control. It can be that accountability partner that you need to keep that motivation going behind you. Check out moneytalk.skylarfleming.com, my website, which is also in the show notes. And you can find more information about my financial coaching services if you're just stuck and can't seem to figure out what to do with your money. I can help you find that control that you need to be the hero in your story to figure out your financial journey. And trust me, the legacy that you can leave once you've started to figure out your finances and you can see the direction and heading in the right way with your money, it's super motivating and super awesome once you can start heading in that direction. And I love to help anyone who needs it get heading in that direction. But once we're done working together and you have control over your money, what do you do next? So you have control over your money now. What do? Well, talk to others. You need to be sharing and teaching others and answering questions when they come up. If you want to share, start a small podcast or a blog like I do. I use anchor.fm for my podcast and it's completely free. You don't need a website or anything if you just want to share information and put your voice out there. The only thing that I pay for my podcast is the website, which you don't really need if you don't want. My point being is that you just need to start sharing, and a podcast might be a great way to lay out your thoughts or your own story. I recently heard on a financial podcast how people are afraid to start some sort of financial podcast because the space is too crowded. While there are a lot of podcasts and there are some top tier ones that get the majority of listeners, there are still millions and millions of people out there who don't listen to podcasts or who your podcast may reach better, or there's a ton of people out there that still need to be reached. According to my average on Anchor, my stats say that my episode listens is about 12, with my audience size estimated at 16. Am I speaking to millions of people and helping them with their money? No, but I enjoy being able to share what I know, and I hope that someone is able to take away some information that helps them. And my form of being in control with my money is staying knowledgeable about all kinds of different money topics and understanding new ideas. So if you have your money under control, then just start talking about it more. When someone at work mentions money or someone in your vicinity, don't be afraid to chime in and help them out with your knowledge. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope this topic of helping you get control with your money, I hope it's been helpful. And I had a ton of fun putting this episode together and thinking through it. I think it's a good one. Please be sure to share this podcast with a friend. Or if you have any money questions, please send an email to me at moneytalk@skylarfleming.com. You can also find my email in any of the applicable links in today's show notes. So if you have any questions, please reach out. I'd love to discuss them on the podcast, and maybe you can come on the podcast too if you'd like. If you've gotten any value from this podcast, please consider giving me a good review on whatever podcast app you're listening on. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.